For today, Lord, I will seek to live this day only. I will not brood about yesterday or obsess about tomorrow. Today, I will ask you to help me to do something in the next 24 hours that would overwhelm me if I tried to do it alone. Today, I will choose to be content. I will not dwell on things that I cannot change or long for things that I cannot reach. Today, I will rest in your mercy. I will not allow my mind to be overwhelmed by regret over sins that have already been forgiven. Today, I will choose to reflect you in my daily affairs. I will be courteous to those who cross my paths, and I will not speak ill of others. Instead, I will let my relationship with you reveal itself in every relationship with those around me. Today, I will intentionally set aside time to be with you. I will hear what you say, trust in your truth, and follow your guidance. Today, I will live as though I truly have experienced your amazing grace. When you think about it, there's something very powerful about that word, isn't there? Today. Today. The truth is, today is the only day you have any power to influence. I know people who are paralyzed by yesterday. Either yesterday's failures that they've never been able to forgive themselves over, yesterday's tragedies that they've never been able to get beyond, or yesterday's successes, when it seems as though sometime back there was the greatest season of my life, and I've just decided to stay there instead of living today. I know other people who are paralyzed by the future. They are transfixed either by anticipation, boy, tomorrow, the next year, 10 years from now, when I get everything in order, then I'm going to begin to live. Or dread. What if the worst thing happens? What if I didn't see it coming? What if? But here's the truth. It's good to plan for the future, and it's valuable to learn from the past, but the present is the time when you really have an opportunity to make a difference. What day has God given you? God has given you today. Today is the most important time to follow Jesus. There are two critical days that are in your life when it comes to living as a Christian. The first one is the day when you make a decision to trust Christ as your Savior. And all of us should be able to point back and say, that was the day. That's when it happened for me. If you're in here today and you're a believer, if Christ is your Lord, then you can say, that was the day. Now, you might not be able to go back and say, I remember that date. I couldn't tell you the date when I trusted Jesus. But I can tell you about when it happened and what happened to me. It's one of the most important days of your life. And the second most important day is today. Today, God has given you the opportunity to serve Him. Today, God has given you the privileges that you have. Today, you can live for Christ. Even if you didn't yesterday, and if you're not sure what tomorrow is going to bring, you've got today. And today you get to make the decision. I will live for Christ this day. Remember what the Bible says in Hebrews 3:15? Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts. Today, if you hear Him speaking to you. Today, I don't know what's been going on in your life. We have a lot of things in common, but I'll guarantee you this. Every one of us has had a uniquely different week. And I don't know what's happened to you any more than you know what's happened to me. But I know this, today you have the opportunity to make a decision to live for Christ with all of your heart. Even if you haven't before, today you make you have the opportunity to choose to live from Him, and your today can influence your tomorrow. This morning, we're going to explore another phrase in the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. Often when I've heard messages about this phrase, this part of the Lord's Prayer, the focus has been on the bread, God's provision, our dependence upon Him, how He takes care of our needs for food. We just watched a video together. Today we focus on world hunger. We understand how important that is. But today we're going to talk about that phrase in the middle. Give us this day. I want to talk to you about what the Bible has to say about this day. And the first thing you need to know is this. When you pray for this day, you pray for God to be active in your life this day. Remember, the disciples had come to Jesus, teach us how to pray. We want to pray the way you pray. And He said, well, one of the things you need to do is to pray about this day. He wanted them to know that when you're a believer, you live every day in the personal presence of God. Every day you have an opportunity to be with your Lord. Yes, you can talk about yesterday when you were saved, but if that's the last spiritual experience that you can describe, oh, you have cheated yourself from so much. The honest truth is, I want to know, what is God doing in your life today, this day? October the 11th, 2020. Because this day has never been before. This day will never be again. Today, you have the opportunity to live in the presence of God. And that's how you build your faith. You know, it's one thing to have a faith that's built upon a belief that someday when you die, you hope you'll go to heaven. It's another thing altogether to believe in a this day kind of faith. This day prayer brings things down to basics. Let me show you what I mean. This day, I met the Lord in His Word. This day, I talked with Him in prayer. This day, I heard Him speak to my heart. This day, I saw Him moving in my life and in the lives of other believers. This day, He showed me how to follow Him. This day, I remembered that He cares for me. What's going on in your life this day? Well, there's a pretty good list, and for every one of us, that should and could be true. God calls us to have a this day faith because a this day faith is the most personal faith of all. Sometimes I talk with Christian believers and they're going through seasons of struggle in their faith and they'll say something like this. I know Christ is real. I know I trust Him. I can tell you when I was saved. There have been times in my life when I felt so close to Him, but right now that's just not true. And these sincere believers will say, you know, I'm just going through a season of dryness in my life. I just don't feel as close to Him as I used to feel. I'm not sure what happened. And you know what I usually discover as we talk? As we talk, I'll find out that what's missing is a this day experience with the Lord. I had a yesterday experience. I had a once upon a time experience. But right now, this day, I've been neglecting the things I need to do in order to have a rich walk with the Lord. Today is the day that makes all the difference. You know how I know that? Because the same thing's true in my own life. You know, I always thought that after I lived my life as a believer for a certain number of years, and I passed certain milestones in my spiritual growth, that there would come that time when I kind of had a spiritual reserve inside. You know what I mean? I've got it in there and it's okay and I've got it built up and so I can skate for a little while if I need to spiritually. You know what I found out? That's absolutely not true. God has never designed a single human being with the ability to live with spiritual reserves. And if I neglect my walk with Him for just a couple of days, I can tell a huge difference in the quality of my relationship with Jesus. It just begins to dwindle away. And if I neglect it longer, it goes further. And if I really step aside and kind of take a vacation from God, then I find that my whole life gets turned upside down. And there comes that day when I begin to look around and say, what happened to me? Why don't I have that relationship with the Lord I used to have? This is what I've come to believe. The only Christian walk that really works is a this day faith. No wonder the book of James tells us, come now, you who say today and tomorrow we will go to such and such a city and spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit, whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this and that. In other words, today is the only day that really matters in my walk with God. If I ask you the question, what kind of believer would you like to be someday? What spiritual state would you like to reach in your life? And you began to tell me, you know, someday I would like to have a rich faith. Someday I'd like to walk with God in such a way, trust Him in such a way, follow Him in such a way, live for Him in such a way. Someday that's what I would like to be. You know what I would say? You are wasting your time. It's not about someday I wish. It's about today I follow. Today I say, if God wills, then I will trust Him today and tomorrow. But it all begins today. So my question to you is this: are you actively seeking God's will today? What you did yesterday is over. You can't count on a tomorrow that may never come. Walk with Christ right here, right now. You also pray for God to provide your needs this day. Give us this day our daily bread. That seems like such a simple prayer to pray, doesn't it? But in fact, it's a prayer that calls for great faith. You know, you and I sit back and I just said that and you just listened to that and we just heard it sung and we just read it together. Give us today our daily bread. Don't you imagine that means something completely different to you and me than some of the people we saw in that video just a while ago that literally are day by day saying, God, provide for me today. Meet my needs today. I need you today. You know, the prayer for daily bread involves two dimensions. The first is, it's a prayer that trusts God to provide. A prayer for bread is a prayer that believes God will provide for your needs. Bread is a universal human food. It's found in every culture. It's been present in every civilization. In America, we're privileged to think of bread as an addition to the meal. You may go to a restaurant this afternoon, and you'll sit down and you'll order your food, and then you will say to the waiter or the waitress, do you have bread to go along with this? But a lot of folks just think of bread as the meal. When Jesus tells you to pray for daily bread, He is calling on you to believe that God will provide the things you need the most. God, meet my needs. And yes, some of them are needs for food, but some of them are needs for encouragement, for forgiveness, for strength, for answers. God, meet me at my deepest point of need. It means believing God knows who you are, believing that God knows what you need, believing that God will take care of you. To provide for daily bread is really to pray a prayer of reliance upon the Lord to meet your needs. And when you pray that prayer, what you're really saying is, today, God, I need you to meet my needs. I need you to meet my spiritual needs. I need you to meet my physical needs. I need you to meet my needs for encouragement. I need you to meet my needs for hope. I need you to meet my needs, Lord, today. Give us today the things we need the most. And I'm going to depend upon you to provide. I'm going to depend upon you to give what I need. And He always comes through. Not always in the way you would expect, but he always comes through. You know, I grew up in a different season in the church bulletin life. Some of you may remember. My favorite thing about going to church when I was a little boy was the church bulletin. And you know why? Because on the inside it gave us the order of worship. This is what you do. But on the back page, there were wonderful stories about what God had done in people's lives. Does anybody remember that? Or was that just Mary, you and I got it? Wonderful stories about things God had done. And I love to read those stories. And I'll never forget, I was a sophomore in college. And I had worked as hard as I could to raise enough money to pay my tuition for the next semester. I had worked 3 jobs during my Christmas break trying to get enough money up. And after I'd done everything I knew how to do, I still owed Sanford $100. $100 was a lot of money in those days. And I thought, I know what to do. I've read all of those bulletins. I'm going to pray. Because in those bulletins, things would always happen. Like people would have a need and a stranger would walk up on the street and hand them money. Or they would go to the mailbox and there would be a check that they never expected. Or something incredible would happen. And I thought, Lord, I'm going to be one of those people on the bulletin. I'm going to pray for $100. And I can't wait to see who's going to provide it. So I prayed for my $100 for a day or 2 or 3, and I kept watching strangers on the streets, and none of them were paying any attention to me. I'd go out to the mailbox, nothing was there. Everything I could think of, and I thought, Lord, I still need this money. They're not going to let me in school until I have it. And the phone rang. And it was the mother of one of my friends that lived just down the hill, and I said, hello, and Miss Brown said, Jim, the place where I work needs somebody to come in and work as a mail clerk. Do you need a job? And I thought, no, I need $100. But that job paid my tuition for that year and the year after that and the year after that. God meets our needs, and we pray, Lord, give us today our daily bread, and he comes through and he meets our needs. But the second dimension of this prayer can be a really hard one to pray. It's a prayer for God to give you enough, but not too much. Lord, give us today our daily bread. You ever been tempted to pray this prayer? Lord, don't do too much for me. God, just don't do too much. Do enough, but not too much. It's challenging to pray. Lord, hold back just enough for today. Don't worry about tomorrow or next week. And yet it is true wisdom to ask the Lord to keep you dependent upon himself. That's why Jesus said to pray for daily bread. He was praying, Lord, put me in a state where I depend upon you, where I trust in you, where I know you will provide for me. Enough for now, but not for now on. Why is that? Because the Lord wants us to remain in a dynamic state of dependence upon Christ. The Lord doesn't want you to reach a point of self-sufficiency. He just doesn't want it to happen. And he knows that when we feel we've reached that state of self-sufficiency, then we find it easy to stop relying on him. Lord, I need you, I need you, I need you. I've got enough. Never mind, I'm okay. Now, I want you to understand me. I want to be sure. I am not saying that it is sinful to be materially blessed. I am not saying if God has put you in a state where you have real financial security, that that's wrong. I believe God blesses some people with the ability to acquire and to use great wealth. I have been around folks all through my ministry who have been blessed abundantly, and they have used it to bless others, usually in ways nobody ever knew about. I remember one gentleman that would come into my office when he knew that somebody was going through a real crisis, and he would hand me money to take to them and say, now you make sure they never know where this came from. What I am saying is this: never allow abundance to distract you from dependence. Never allow abundance to take your attention and your dependence away from the Lord Jesus Christ. How do you know when you have too much? When you trust what you can hold instead of the Lord who holds you. Then we need to be careful that we need to get back to a daily bread kind of prayer. You know you have too much when it controls you instead of the other way around. So when you pray to trust God's provision, you're praying that He will help you keep your soul in balance. You know, the Bible always has a way of saying things to us in a way that's just so simple to understand. And Solomon prayed a wonderful prayer in Proverbs 30. Listen to what he said to the Lord. Proverbs 30, beginning with verse 8. He said, "Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food allotted to me, lest I be full and deny you and say, 'Who is the Lord?' Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God." What's he saying? Lord, help me keep my life in balance. And then you pray to seriously trust God this day. The prayer for daily bread is an active prayer. When you say, "Give us this day our daily bread," you're not talking to God about theoretical things or theological statements. You're saying, "Right here, right now, today, God, I want to trust you. Right here, right now, today, I want to depend upon you. Right here, right now, today, I turn everything over to you. Today will never provide what you're going to need tomorrow. Each day you come before the Lord again, and each day you ask Him to meet your needs for that day. It is active trust that keeps your faith alive and growing." It means that being a Christian is not about believing a certain set of facts or practicing certain rituals. That active trust understands every day is a new opportunity to depend upon the Lord Jesus Christ and to place your faith squarely on Him. It keeps you close to Him, keeps you in the center of His will, because today you're asking Him, "Show me how to live for you." It's not about what was, it's not about what will be, it's about right now and making a difference for Him where you are. About 100 years ago, a man named William Borden was seeking to learn, how can I use my life to make a difference for the Lord? He was an heir to the Borden Milk fortune, which was one of the great fortunes in America in his day. For high school graduation, his parents gave him a trip around the world. It changed his life. He came home for what was supposed to be a reward and a holiday with a conviction that God has a special plan for my life somewhere in this world. That sense of call only deepened when he attended Yale University. In his journal, Borden wrote this, "Say no to self and yes to Jesus every time." By the end of his freshman year, he had 150 of his classmates who were meeting with him every week for Bible study. By the time he graduated, that group had grown to 1,300 students. And everybody who knew William Borden knew God has His hand on this guy in a special way. People began to speculate about how God was going to use William Borden. Some thought he would be one of the stellar preachers of his generation. Others thought he's going to establish a ministry that is going to transform the world. But everybody knew God was going to use him for something incredible. But as graduation drew near, he felt God calling him to missions in China to carry the gospel to the Muslim Kanzu people who lived there. So he went to seminary, beginning to prepare himself for this. And then he planned to go to Egypt to spend a year and to learn the Arabic language. He arrived in Egypt. He began his studies. And the 25-year-old William Borden contracted spinal meningitis. Within a month, he was dead. He never saw China. He never fulfilled that calling. And people were tempted to say, "What a wasted life." He never got to do what God called him to do. Then someone discovered what William Borden had written in the back of his Bible. When he graduated from college, he wrote this, "No reserve. There's nothing I'm going to hold back from the service of Christ." When he left for Egypt, he wrote, "No retreat. I'm not coming back from what God has called me to do." And before his death, he wrote, "No regrets." In other words, long before the crisis came, William Borden had made a commitment. He wrote in his journal, "I will make every day count for Christ." Give us this day our daily bread. This day I will believe he is with me. This day I will trust him to care for me. This day I will say yes to his plan wherever it might lead. This day I put my life in the hands of Jesus. I want to live for Christ this day. How about you? How about you? This day, what would it mean to trust his call? This day, what would it mean to follow where he leads? This day, what would it mean to live for him, to depend upon him, to serve him? Maybe for some of you, this day is the day when you trust Jesus as Savior. This is the day when you say yes to the one who loved you and gave himself for you. Maybe for some of you, part of this day is, I want to be part of what God is doing at First Baptist Church, and I feel him leading me to serve him. And you want to bring your membership to this place. Maybe for others, this day you say, you know what? You're talking a while ago about folks who have neglected the Lord for a while. That's me. Hadn't turned away, I just haven't been paying attention. Today, I began to live for him. Maybe this day is a day when he's placing a special call on your life. What do you need to do to know when you leave this building that you have committed this day to the Lord so that tomorrow you can do it again? If there's a decision you need to make, if you need to accept Christ as Savior, if you need to follow him, in a minute we're going to stand, we're going to sing our invitation hymn. Just lift up your hand. If you want to become part of this church, lift up your hand. If there's a decision you need to make, lift up your hand. And when this service is done, I and our staff are going to look for you, and we're going to help you with that decision. Is there something you need to do? Let's stand together. Let's sing. My strength, my So glad we got to worship together this morning. And as we leave this place today, ask the Lord to be Lord of your life this day. Let's pray together. Then we'll sing our final song. Father, we do thank you that our walk with you is a daily walk, that it's not a once upon a time, but it's a here and now. Lord, we just pray, bless us, Father, as we live for you. Help us, Lord, this day to be in a dynamic relationship with the one who loved us and gave himself for us. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.